Good morning. It's Tuesday the 26th.
And the shape today is price doing the heavy lifting while volume keeps slipping.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Durbin-Joburg. That's the one.
Our flagship trunk. What's going on?
So here's the thing. April. Market grew almost 10% year on year. Total seats on that route, 176,000.
Growing market. Good.
Yeah, but we lost 8 points of share. We're sitting at 62.2% now.
8 points? That's not noise.
Not at all. And our seat count actually went backwards. Down about 2,900 seats year on year, while the route added 16,000.
Who took it?
SEA. They put in 14,000 extra seats on that single route.
14,000? On Durbin-Joburg alone?
Yeah. Airlink added 3,500, Lyft another 1,400. Everyone showed up.
And we held capacity flat?
We cut. Capacity year on year down 6.3% on that route.
Hold on. Market grew 10. We cut 6. That's the share loss right there.
Mechanically, yes. But the yield story is the interesting part.
Go.
Yield up 26% year on year. Load factor barely moved, 89.1. Revenue up 17.
So we traded volume for price, and it worked.
On the P&L, beautifully. Revenue per flight north of 174,000 Rand.
But?
But the competition just bought distribution at our expense. And the reverse leg, Joburg-Durbin, same picture. Down 7.6 points of share.
Is it the same playbook on the reverse?
Exactly the same. SA plus 11,000 seats, us minus 4,200.
Right. Give me the rest of the network in one breath.
Sure. Dura Lanceria load factor down 9 points, but yield up 45. Cape Lanceria is similar. The trunks are all yield-led.
And Cape Plett? I know we're not labeling it a problem.
We're not. Soft, seasonal, moving on.
What about the forward book on May?
11.3 points behind curve. Actual 76.1, expected 87.4.
That's a real gap.
George Lanceria is the worst, 35 points behind. Cape Hoedspruit, 35.2. Cape George, 26.
Leisure routes lagging.
Yeah. And June already shows Joburg-Zanzibar 54 points ahead of curve, so the long-haul leisure is selling, just not the domestic short leisure.
Headline shape on May month to date?
PAX down 13.7, revenue up 17.8, yield up 36.6. Same theme.
Revenue per flight?
240,000 Rand, up 22% year on year.
Good. Fuel and Rand.
Fuel down 12% month on month, 162.50. Rand weaker by 11% month on month. Roughly a wash on dollar fuel cost in Rand terms.
Okay. Two questions for Exco.
First one's obvious. On Durbin-Joburg, do we defend the 8 points of share back, or do we cash the yield and let SEA grow into the route?
Right. And second, if leisure domestic is 11 points behind curve in May, what's the plan for June and July before we're staring at the same gap a month from now?
Those are the two. Actually, before we wrap, one route we haven't said out loud, Cape Town to Mbombela. We put capacity up 131% year on year, basically doubled it, and load factor fell 19.5 points to 79. Yield is down almost 6. That's the only meaningful route where we grew metal and the unit economics went backwards at the same time.
So our own capacity call, not a competitor move. What was the thesis there? Have a good one.